Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Merchant's Way. Now, on the previous, it wasn't the previous episode, but a previous couple of episodes when we're up in the Painted Chamber, I remember in Flight in Speak, and I said to you, I looked for a book which wasn't there. Now, this is what I was looking for. That's the Archaeological Journal, and we'll do an insert for you to see that much closer. Because the gist of that was that, you know, these wall paintings at Ellis Manor House are said to be, still today, the most important and extensive late medieval domestic wall paintings in the country. And yet, there are some lovely books now on wall paintings in England, and you will not see anything mentioned about these. Now, this was the only time we had the Courthold, people from the Courthold Institute come in, and this was put together in about 2008. And so for the first time, due to our efforts, we'll see, which like I say, we'll do an insert. So here it's well documented, making comparisons with other houses, such as Haddon Hall in Derbyshire, which is a real favourite of mine. And it's one of the places that also inspired me as a very young person to have set me on my journey for all of this. And I'd love to think, actually, one day that we might talk with them and go over there and do some of what we're doing here over there. Because in their chapel, they have some wonderful wall paintings too, which again bears similarity, and it's mentioned in the book here. And now, going back to, I briefly mentioned on this previous episode to what we're now doing, the old Palace of Westminster. Now, again, we have here, which is another favourite of mine, and again, we'll do close-up. This is Dr. Binsky's book. And here we'll see what I mean. These were some of the finest. And again, they know exactly who the painters were because it was so well documented. Now, that was burnt down in 1834, sadly. But, you know, because they were so well documented both before and after the fire, we know quite a lot about them today. And bits have been found in various places. And also at Windsor Castle too, in St. George's Chapel, in our painted chamber, there are, we've got, for instance, and I think I might have mentioned this to you before, the pomegranate. We share that with them. But also the acanthus, the weight perambulates, which all goes back to early European, you know, Europeans. And of course, the fable, Aesop's fable, the fox and the crane. Now, there is another house, actually, I've yet to visit this, Cothay, down in Somerset, where they've got to Reynard the fox. This is the fox being tried by two geese, and you see him hanging. And, you know, this is again specific to a period. And of course, being Reynard, you see the continental influence, because obviously Reynard was the first trickster of Europe. So there's a French influence, you see, as when our man Pevsner came here and he said, look, these are an English interpretation of French Vidor tapestries painted on our walls. So this is how you get that sort of continental theme running through. And, you know, much later, well, not that much later on, but later on we were seeing now books created, but this came out of like the printing press, Caxton's printing press. So you'd see books which were printed and there were themes of what would have been taken out of those to produce wall paintings. So, you know, this really gives us, it really tells us what was happening around Europe at that time, you know. So within the secular world, we're seeing paintings, stories being left, but nonetheless we can read what's going on. And it's like, I'm sure I've mentioned Eton College Chapel to you before. Now there, though they were restored in about 1921 or thereabout, it's absolutely wonderful. And I would say to anyone, if you are within anywhere of the vicinity, do go and see them. The doors are always open. They're well worth a look, because Pilgrim's Trust had given rather a large sum to have them completely redone, restored. And so for anyone who's into costumier, they're slightly earlier than ours, they're monochrome, but you can see all of the wonderful folds of the costumes of the day. So if, take, for instance, if someone was doing a film or a documentary and you wanted to see exactly how the costume would look and be worn at that period, there's something you can visually see because it's there drawn on the walls. So that's really quite worthwhile. Now, Longthorpe, about 30 miles down the road, in just outside of Peterborough, they too. But I have to say, when I first came to this part of the world, I visited Longthorpe on numerous occasions. And, you know, it's ironic because it's supposed to be the other way around, that when you first see things, it looks bigger. And then if you see it later on, especially if you've grown or aged, it looks not so impressive. But I think I'm losing myself there. But what I'm trying to say is, because I'm immersed in Ellis Manor House and we have so much running around all of the upper floor, I remember going back to Longthorpe about 2 years ago, and this was at a lecture being constructed there, a lecture I attended there. And it looked tiny. I couldn't believe it. I thought, this is absolutely tiny. I mean, still, don't get me wrong, impressive, but compared to our great Rome and just the sheer extent of our, we, mind you, they are earlier than we are. But nonetheless, the surface area just isn't the same. And, you know, these places I will always recommend, as I've said to you in previous episodes, because I want to share it with you. I want, for us here at Ellis Manor House, we want the world to start taking more notice of wall paintings. Because as I've just alluded to in our previous ep, you know, it is the visual image that we can rely more on than the spoken words because of what we're now finding. So, you know, if, for instance, Chevet Cave hadn't been such a wonderful find over 30,000 years ago, we wouldn't know that there were lions roaming Europe and some of the animals which were roaming Europe were doing so. Because the way we are now, we would have no concept of that. And this is why it's so incredibly important. Okay, well, look, I hope you've managed to stay with me on that and you are understanding where we're trying to go with this and the attention we're trying to bring to this. So we'll see you on the next voyage, and thank you for being with us. And don't forget to like these and to share them with your friends and families.